producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are starting off the show today with Agatha's favorite personality, Chris Temple. Mr. T, we've been talking off and on all week off mic about what's going on in Europe, the importance of the European economy. What are your comments on what's going on in Europe, my friend?
Well, to a great extent, Al, in the recent past, we've seen Europe essentially forgotten about in the financial media. There hasn't been any news. There hasn't been any big blow-ups in the recent past. Things have simmered down in Ukraine. Prime Minister Tsipras, after being the great hope of Europe early this year, caved in to the banksters and decided he was going to continue to keep his country a debt slave to them, and so everything's been quiet. And it's been this back and forth thing for a while anyway, that I've talked about, of course many others talk about. Is it going to be China or is it going to be Europe imploding that causes a major problem in the world, assuming that that doesn't start here first? And my gut is telling me, and there's a lot of things that I follow the European press probably closer than most people, and I think that as we get into next year, we are going to see Europe reemerge as the world's major financial headache. Now, in the recent past, things have seemed to be more sedate when it comes to the markets in one sense, because you've had the ECB President Draghi, who has suggested not only is the current quantitative easing regimen going to be continued, but they are very likely as early as December, I think it's the 2nd of December, that they have their meeting a couple weeks before the Fed, where they may broaden it in one or more ways. The thing that is still nagging Europe and its markets is that private lending is still almost at a standstill. The banking system is a mess despite all of the quantitative easing, some would argue because of it. And Greece's banks need 14 billion more euros injected into them, was the report this week. Elsewhere, you've got other banks that are in some trouble. And even more so than the U.S. and arguably is as bad as Japan with its long-term chronic malaise and deflation and stagnation, Europe is in a basket case financially. And you've got a couple of things worryingly reemerging, however, that may push things further and cause a broader negative environment, one being Ukraine, if that starts to disintegrate again, and the other one being this whole influx of immigrants recently, which now, led by Germany, they're trying to slow this down, but the cat's already out of the bag, and God only knows what the bill is going to be just financially, but when this is all said and done.
Chris, there's so many things that concern me about Europe in general. Obviously, there is Greece, there are these new immigrants coming in, and then you continue to see other countries, now Portugal. They just recently ousted this pro-austerian government and elected a new united party that seems to be bringing them down what Greece was going down earlier. Have you been paying attention to Portugal, or are there other countries out there too that seem to concern you?
Well, very much so. Portugal, as you said, they've had a change of government, and while the majority view of the three parties that are kind of joining forces to run Portugal is not that they want to get out of the euro tomorrow, but as you said, they are against this austerity measure. Portugal's overall unemployment rate is well over 20%, nearly as bad as places like Greece and Spain. They've had enough, and they, the sentiment is common throughout the continent. It only varies, Corey, by degree, and that is they're all tired of being debt slaves. They're all tired of having the bankers keep their house of cards and shams afloat on their backs, and they want to be done with it. And that, I think, is going to further come to the fore as we get into next year. Because when you look at some of the economic reasons, the ongoing sanctions regimen continues to make a bad situation for the economies over there worse. And people have had enough. I mean, even Germany's own economic minister, publicly, though he said as a loyal minister he's going to do what he's told, he was nevertheless public recently saying, this regimen has got to stop. Because it's not only hurting everybody's economies at a time when the global economy is going in reverse, but the only person, the only leader in the world that is really trying to do something substantive to clean up the messes that the U.S. has created in the Middle East and elsewhere, we want to be at war with this guy, President Putin. It's insane.
As Peggy Noonan said, and I got to tell you one more time, Peggy Noonan is one of my favorite op-ed writers out there. But as she said, you know, this could be this immigration influx from the Middle East into Europe very possibly could be the defining event of this century. And I would have to agree with that because of all of the economic implications and, as important as that, the social implications.
Absolutely. I mean, the Christian West, tragically, has been committing a slow-motion assisted suicide. And this is part of it, what has gone on. I would think that Chancellor Merkel, even, as long as she's been in power and as popular as she's been, she might need to increase her bodyguards when she goes down the street, because even in Germany, a country that somewhat hypocritically has benefited a lot from the Euro regimen, you know, they've already had enough of all of this stuff that's going on, whether it's the immigrant thing, whether it's culturally or any of these things. So, you know, summing up, as we are going into 2016, we're going to see the economy and the banking system continue to deteriorate in many different places, more than we have time to talk about today. Renewed rebellion against the status quo in Brussels. And I'm sorry to say that it's going to have a negative impact elsewhere. And the big thing that we see in front of us now that I think is going to continue is going to be that they're really going to try and trash the value of the euro. That we may, by the time next year is over, see the euro all the way back to its all-time low.
They being who are going to try and trash the euro?
Oh, I'm sorry, the European Central Bank and its custodians. They want a cheaper currency. They have to have that to keep everything afloat. That's going to cause a tag team devaluation. It's going to put more pressure on the Fed to ultimately follow along rather than let the dollar spike so much. But despite even that, things are so bad over there, and the need is so acute to cheapen their currency that, you know, to get to the all-time low of the euro, which was around 85 cents, not long after it came out, you know, back in 15, 16 years ago, that's within the realm of possibility. And it may not matter what the Fed does or doesn't do, because they will that aggressively move to weaken their currency so as not to implode over there.
Chris, we haven't talked much about this. Do you think that we are moving closer and closer to the end of the euro?
It's hard to say, Corey. I'm one of those who, since it started, and I can go back. In fact, I just did recently, in anticipation of some stuff I'm writing for the new year, I went back to read some of the stuff that I wrote when the euro first came out. But I continue to believe that long-term it's doomed. It's not going to work. They've kept it together like bankers have kept a lot of things together longer than a lot of people would have expected. But there's just too many holes in this thing over there. There is a possibility that if things were to get really critical, they would try and push out a few of the marginal members. But that is even a stretch. It's going to be, I think, in the end, all or none. Ultimately, the answer is probably going to be none.
If they were going to push anybody out, they would have already pushed out Greece. They would have gone after Spain. They would have gone after Portugal. You know, France ain't doing so
right.
Well either. I have to agree with you 100%. Always great to talk about what's going on in Europe, because it is one of the, obviously, understatement of the day, major players in the world. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are chatting right now with George Jarrow. George is one of the experts, in our opinion, in the gold sectors, particularly on an institutional level. Been on the show a number of times before. George, we are seeing right now a bit of an exit, head for the exits, for lack of better terms, in terms of interest in the gold market right now. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, it's been the performance of not just gold, but crude oil and copper and silver, and it's all about the strength of the U.S. dollar. Let's start with that. Earlier in the year, we saw a pretty sharp up movement in the stock market, and the stock market's up movement has taken all the asset allocators' eyes off the gold. Now, gold is eyeing their fourth weekly loss now because investors are now looking forward to the Fed rate rise, which was a total surprise until about a month ago. Actually, in the last couple of weeks, you've had five major Fed speakers, the chair, Yellen, and Fisher, and Dudley, and other Fed major speakers all agree with the chair, meaning Yellen, that there will be an increase in the rates in December. Until now, everybody thought that increase would take place in March. So what did that do? Well, why is it such a big deal for the Fed to increase by a quarter of a point? It's not because it's an increase of a quarter of a point, which doesn't mean much when you're not earning any money in your money fund, but it's the beginning of a cycle that people are fearful of. So the first quarter point increase in 9 years is what is worrying gold investors because they deem it to be anti-inflationary. Now, as it is, the dollar has become very expensive recently in terms of other currencies. Because we're going to raise rates, people are buying dollars and dollar-denominated securities, anything that pays a pretty good interest rate, which is available in the market. And in the meantime, people who hold currencies in other countries see their currencies go down in value. Now, what does that mean to us? It means, and if the legislators ever figure this out, that exports are going to become more expensive because the dollar is so strong and is worth so much more in other currency terms, and imports will become cheaper. So we will really accomplish the opposite of well-intended legislation in that business will probably suffer, which is why you've seen the stock market come off in the last couple of days. Now, why hasn't gold gone up in the last couple of days is because the poor performance of the gold all year has caused asset allocators or fund managers to keep paring their gold positions as they see crude oil keep going down and copper keep going down. And most of the commodity funds all hold the same things, meaning gold, copper, silver. And so they have to be sellers because the fund shareholders are asking not for gold in their portfolio, but all these wonderful stocks that have been going up all year.
George, some great comments. First of all, on the potential of a Fed rate hike driving these markets, because it really wasn't in the cards until I would say about 3 weeks ago, and now, and something that we've heard from Yellen from the beginning is she has said people should not focus so much on the first rate hike. They should focus on the series of rate hikes or the progress that rates will be hiked, and that's something that you touched on there. But I want to chat a little bit about what you were mentioning off mic to us regarding the open interest. You follow open interest in gold very closely, and you've been noticing that the open interest, at least in the institutional cases, has been falling. And I always think that institutions really need to drive this gold market right now, because technically they are the big money, much more so than the retail audience that just buys coins.
Exactly. Today's open interest in gold in futures is 424,047 contracts, which is the total sum of contracts unfulfilled, which is a very big decrease recently. Say October 15th, it was 455,000 contracts. So we've come off about 25,000 contracts just in the last couple of weeks, as people have been exiting both the ETFs, the exchange-traded funds like GLD and IAU, and they've been exiting COMEX. But what has increased has been the sum total of options on futures contracts in gold. They're up to 1,477,137, and with a total of an additional 158,000 futures options in silver, you're talking about a 1,666 in total options for the next expiration. That could be very volatile, which will be in the end of November, around the 25th for the December futures. As you know, futures contracts are what they become, because COMEX options are not cash settled. They are settled as next day's futures contracts. So today, gold getting the Friday the 13th treatment is, of course, off somewhat for the day. We've seen asset allocators come into this market only as a token in the past year because stocks have been strong. But now we have so many people who are selling short the futures contracts that I'm beginning to think about the bears in the woods have returned. And with so many bearish notices from brokerage firms and bearish notices from others and the shunning of gold, I'm looking for a rally.
How quickly can these trends turn around? You just said that you're looking for a rally. Sounds like it could turn around.
Yes, but not right now. I'm looking for one by year end.
Okay.
I think with all these people being short and being negative, all it will take is a turnaround in the crude market for some reason, or a major sell-off in the stock market. Once we start the Fed, and I will not be one who fights the Fed wanting a 2% inflation next year, that will bring people back to thinking about gold.
George, unfortunately, we are out of time. It's always great chatting with you. Thank you for the insights on the gold market.
Hope to chat with you next time when I'm back from the Chicago Merck's Global Financial Leaders Conference.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You continue to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are doing a rather miraculous remote right now. We are talking with our friend Jayant Bhandare. Jayant happens to be in India, and Corey and I are on the west coast of the United States. Isn't it amazing how you can record virtually any place in the world and record quite effectively? Jayant, since you're in India, it would be appropriate to talk about a couple of economic issues that I feel are very, very relevant to what's going on in your particular locale right now. How is the general economy in India? Let's start there.
Well, thanks for having me, Al and Corey.
It's a pleasure.
There is a lot of euphoria in the West and also in India about the Indian economy. But euphoria does not become the reality unless you change the people, the way people work. And if you allow manufacturing, unless you start allowing manufacturing to start happening in this country, and unfortunately, I have to say, I don't see that happening. For the last 25 years, these people have benefited from internet and IT, but apart from that, they have not really done enough or much to change the culture of the economy of the country. So I continue to be very pessimistic about the country, but my pessimism has increased because the country is becoming increasingly fanatic. The Hindus, who were historically tolerant, are becoming very fanatic, and I feel very bad about it.
Now, John, do you have any idea why the Hindus are becoming more fanatic recently? Is it because they are having trouble getting jobs, or they're not seeing the type of economic growth? What's the issue?
Well, many things are happening. I think when people start making money without actually changing their culture, they become egocentric. This is the nouveau rich mentality that is happening in a way. Also, when the lower caste people move up the caste, they have to prove that they have arrived. So they become fanatic as well. And also politicians are demagogues. They want to exploit this Hindu-Muslim tension for their own end. People have become much richer, but I don't think they have intellectually evolved in any way. In fact, in my view, they have become more materialistic and more intolerant over the last three decades.
Now, Giant, in the U.S., we've seen a big shift, or at least a wealth shift, towards the technology companies. There's some stat out there that more millionaires are made now in tech companies or over a certain time period than there ever has been in history. You would think that with some of the background and training that we hear that some of the Indian culture gets in your country, that they would be benefiting from this. Is this where the wealth is coming from?
Not really. There are a few thousand software companies in the country. There are about 4 or 5 million people who work in IT companies in the country. That has created a huge boom in the economy of the country. But remember, this is still less. The total number of people is less than the increase in population of this country every year. So this is an insignificant number of people. The GDP per capita is only about 1,500. This is a very extremely poor, wretched country. Now, when there are 1.3 billion people, a lot of innovation still happens. But again, you don't see any Google or Yahoo or anything even close to that. So, yes, a lot is happening, but this is mostly back office work, not really creative engine of the society.
You know, it's interesting because here in the United States right now, particularly in the Seattle area, and Seattle, as you're aware, because you spend a lot of time on the West Coast of the United States, is basically a hub of very, very sophisticated, very, very large high-tech companies. Microsoft, obviously the best-known. Amazon, an incredibly well-known company. And I have to tell you, my son-in-law works for Microsoft, and I have to tell you, there are an awful lot of folks from your country, very well qualified, very bright folks, who are employed in the Seattle area. I would say the population of Indian folks, East Indian folks in Seattle has probably, Giant has probably increased 25, 50 times in the last 15 years or so. So, I mean, you got a bunch of very bright, high-tech people, you know, from your neck of the woods.
Well, Al, the reality is that the best people leave this country. For the best people, there's nothing to do in this country. And America is still, despite all the complaints you and I have about America and how the West is getting degraded and degenerated on a regular basis, it is still a great place for people, and the best people of this country leave as soon as they can, as I did. I come here for my vacation. I don't work in this country.
I guess that says a lot, huh, Corey?
Yeah, I would say it does. And, you know, Giant, I guess that does mean a lot that the more skilled labor is leaving. I find it interesting that you're saying that the population growth in India is, well, outclassing pretty much everything that's going on there economically. And I guess that just will continue to drag down the economy unless they went, as you mentioned at the start of this interview, to a more manufacturing role. But they're not talking about doing that, are they?
Oh, there is no hope, Corey, about manufacturing developing in this country, because the religion, superstitions, and irrationality of the people here do not prepare them to think in a straight fashion. They are unprepared for manufacturing roles, and I can't find people. My good relative of mine makes a lot of money and he cannot find good people, even one or two good people to work for him, because people are so unqualified and they can't think straight, they can't take decisions properly, they are ill-trained and they are driven out of wrong kinds of motivations than about money and wealth creation, etc., etc.
I'd like you to elaborate just a little bit on that last comment, if you would. You say that wealth is not necessarily that something that is strived for in India. Did I misunderstand that?
So let's give me an example, Al. One person who left this relative's job is, this person was making twice the money at my relative's place, but he wanted an office job because he has been indoctrinated to think that being a paper pusher is a better job than not being a paper pusher. They have grown up to dislike manufacturing. So now he left the job, he works longer hours, he does boring paperwork sitting on a desk somewhere, but he's happy doing that because that's what his ego drives him to do. That's the indoctrination. People hate doing manual work in the country. And this country cannot come out of its problems unless there is respect for manufacturing work, unless there is respect for manual work.
Is that ever going to happen?
I don't see that happening in the near future. And that makes me extremely, on the basis of first principles, that makes me extremely pessimistic about this country. I often say that India is where China and Russia were about 100 years back, which means they have to go through some kind of cultural revolution to unhinge themselves from their religion and irrationality. And this is the inertia of irrationality is so huge that you cannot unhinge yourself so easily. You need a major revolution.
Giant, real quick. What kind of an impact is the slowdown in China and Brazil having on India? In essentially the BRIC countries, how are they impacting? How is it hurting India?
Not really in any major way. India has always been economically a secluded country. They haven't really believed in importing and exporting. They have believed in being an isolated country. So as a result, they are poor, but they are so poor that it doesn't really affect them what happens outside the country.
Giant, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, Corey and I are being helped out with our weekly market wrap by our friend Jay Taylor and also by our friend Dr. Postma. You know, you have to admit, it yesterday closed out at kind of an interesting level. Dow was down a little over 200 points, 202.97. S&P was off 22.93 down to now 2023.04. And NASDAQ was down about a point and a half, down 77.20 at 49.27. I found the energy markets, personally, you guys, to be very interesting also because using West Texas as the benchmark, West Texas crude, we are approaching the $30 level again. We are right now, after being off yesterday, 98 cents, we're at $40.77 a barrel, whereas on Brent, down 46 cents yesterday. So we closed at 43.60, for lack of better terms. Gold, real quick, and I won't monopolize much longer. Gold was up about 20 cents yesterday to 10.81.20. I thought that was interesting because there was an article that was on the front page of the Drudge Report dealing with gold demand by consumers in the United States. Third quarter demand in the U.S. gold was up 207% from the prior quarter, and Gold Eagle sales were approximately 400,000 ounces. Jay, as you brought out, in the total scheme of things, 400,000 ounces is not necessarily a big number, but I got to tell you, man, when you're talking about the U.S. consumer, I think that that number really takes on some relevance. I mean, is this a harbinger of things to come? Let's start with you, Jay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I the problem is that it's a paper market primarily, Al, and the massive amounts of manipulation, the massive amounts of buying and selling by the major bullion banks, is the real story in terms of the quoted price, in terms of the real price for gold as opposed to the fictitious one that's created by these guys, I don't know. I mean, I think what it does say is there's anxiety out there. There's reasons for people to be anxious. I feel anxious about the markets and about geopolitical events and a lot of things going on. But whether or not that's a harbinger of things to come, I don't know. I think I would like to hear what Doc has to say. I know Doc talked recently about, you know, the commitment of traders and what the commercials' positions are. And last time that I heard from Doc, he was talking about commercials really being very big shorts, and that was sort of a predictor of a lower price. And indeed, that's happened. So I would throw it over to Doc perhaps on that.
Doc, I guess let's bring you in here now. We did see gold just continue to fall throughout the week, closing at pretty much one of its lowest levels that it touched. What's your outcome for the continued fall in gold here?
As I've been mentioning, it'll be a slow ratcheting down most likely until the first part of December. I think next week's going to be pretty important, but gold is not going to move up here, but we're going to be lower in the first part of December than we are right now. So it's a question of, do we just slowly move down, which I think we will, versus whether we get a catharsis here. But either way, we're going to be lower the first part of December. And it'll be interesting to look at the COT report. That should come out anytime soon. It should be out pretty soon. And to see if the commercials are starting to move the other way based on the drops we've had. But even if they have, they're still going to have a big net short position no matter what. So that should also be a pressure, I think, on gold going forward.
Now, Doc, I want to throw it back to you again because, as Al mentioned on the onset, oil had a very, very tough week, falling about 7% from Monday to Friday. The U.S. dollar showed a little bit of strength, not too much strength, but you know what? It is still hanging up there and looking, knocking on that door of that 100-point level on the dollar index. How much of the weakness do you think in gold and oil is due to the dollar strength?
I think that's an addition here, Corey, and I mentioned a week ago to expect the dollar to hang up here for at least two or three more weeks, and I think it'll do that. I don't think it's going to make a huge move up anymore, but I think it could just hang up here for a couple more weeks. But that's an addition to an oil market where the supply overhang is amazing. And it's more than a million or barrels a day, and that says a lot. So I think that's going to continue. And as I've said to you personally, probably off mic, this oil market is going to go to new lows. Weeks ago, I mentioned that it wasn't going to take off here, and you better be careful if that was the case, because that meant either we were going to trade sideways for a while, sideways to down, and that's exactly what's happening. And we're going to take out the lows, and we're going to get to the lows, and then we may get a bounce, but then we're going lower, and we are going to go to lower lows in oil.
Well, you know, we talked to you.
Jay, let's bring you in here. What are some of your comments on this continued fall and pretty significant fall this week in oil, given the dollar just hanging up in its upper trading range?
Yeah, I think sort of related to what I was saying in another segment here, I think there's a battle going on for market share in the oil markets. And, you know, as I mentioned, Russia and Iraq, which is oddly enough now more of an ally of Russia than it is of the United States, is picking up dramatically market share in China, while Saudi Arabia is losing market share there. And, you know, I mean, clearly Saudi Arabia says they're going to continue selling. They don't, you know, and Saudi Arabia is now having to go out into the debt markets because they're hemorrhaging, they're hurting very badly. But I think what's at stake here is a bigger geopolitical picture. As I was suggesting, the petrodollar, the importance of the dollar remaining the world's reserve currency, and the ability to control commerce and primarily the oil markets and so forth, I think is a very big part of the geopolitical picture and why we're so concerned about what's going on in the Middle East and elsewhere around the world. So I don't see any, you know, Iran is supposed to, starting the new year, start to sell some more oil. More oil will come out as a result of this agreement, supposedly. Sanctions will be lifted. Iran lost some of their market share to China, but I think that's because of exactly what Secretary of State Kerry was saying, that we convinced China to back away from buying oil from Iran as part of our sanctions, the sanctions that were staged against Iran to try to get them to come to this agreement. But I think once Iran starts to let the oil flow, I think you'll see them continuing to sell more oil into the markets and probably directly to China, which will not make Saudi Arabia happy either. So it's, you know, I'd have to agree with Doc. Not from the technical point of view. Doc has far more knowledge. He's far more omniscient than I am because he sees everything in the charts. But from a fundamental point of view, it seems to me that we ought to see a lot more excess supply and more weakness in the oil markets to come.
Well, I have to agree with you on that one, Jay. You know, I think obviously what's going on in the Middle East with Russia getting involved in Syria and now the United States getting more and more involved in Syria, obviously it's all about the control of the oil or basically being able to be a very major influence on oil, both mm-hmm. supply and demand. But having said that, I have to tell you, on the record, I would say that I personally agree. I don't think the agreement with Iran is a bad thing at all. I mean, you just go under the assumption that Iran is inherently an evil empire. I personally don't buy that. Iran is a very sophisticated country, and this is the one thing that I support that the president has really pushed meaningfully. You know, I am not a neocon, and I think that basically to be on the offensive with Iran right now is absolutely ridiculous. You know, Corey and I had a listener who made comments on our blog, very, very active blog, by the way, who predicted that oil was going to go down to, say, $15 a barrel. And he said, I would go one step further, and I would say that I think gold is going to go down to as low as $600 an ounce. Jay, we got 1 minute left here. Let's get your opinion on that comment, would you?
Oh, I have no idea about the oil price, $600. You know, I like to look at oil in real terms.
$15 for oil, $600 for gold.
$600 for gold?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, oil, who knows for sure? I mean, if the excess supplies keep coming out, it's possible. $600 gold, I don't know. I mean, I think it's... you know, it's a possibility, I suppose, but I don't think it's likely. And but again, it's the real price of oil, gold, that I like to look at, not the nominal price. So if everything else falls, if oil goes to $15, there's room for gold to go down, and my mining companies can make money anyway, perhaps.
Sure,
with the,
right.
It's the margin. So that's what matters. It's all relative, I think.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a real quick break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we're going to be back with a very, very interesting second hour of the weekend edition. By the way, we want to welcome one new station that came on through the network, and that was KFAR in Fairbanks, Alaska. I have to tell you folks up in Fairbanks, I have been to your city, and I absolutely love it. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in just a moment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.